a morning walk, some bird watching. It's another easy Sunday. United Health Group makes these ordinary days possible with partners like the University of Tennessee Health Sciences, helping communities manage their health closer to home. 54% of participants have lowered their blood pressure, meaning fewer heart attacks and more Sundays at the park. This might feel like an ordinary day. To United Health Group, it's the healthcare system working better for everyone. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com/commitment.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to TW3. This is your humble host, and I always thank you for spending a little time with me during the day. So thank you so much. It doesn't go unnoticed and unappreciated for sure. But today I want to share with you something that has completely changed the way I coach people, the way I run my business, the way I serve others, and honestly, even the way I understand how God works in our lives day to day. If you've ever felt guilty for charging for your services, if you've ever wondered why some people succeed while others with the exact same tools don't, or if you've been praying for success but haven't prepared yourself to invest in it, I think today's episode may change the way you see all those things. Because after nearly 20 years of coaching entrepreneurs, one principle has proven itself over and over again, and that's this: people who pay, they pay attention. Now, that statement sounds simple, but underneath it is one of the greatest lessons I have ever learned.
TerryWilson3.com.
Inspiring, informative, and entertaining content for the entrepreneur and small business owner.
The lesson that took me years to learn. When I first started coaching back in 2008, I genuinely wanted to help everyone. If someone was struggling financially, I'd discount everything. Sometimes I'd waive the fees entirely. I'd give them software. I'd give them coaching. I'd spend hours with them. I'd stay up helping them late at night. I'd answer texts 24/7. I'd answer emails. I'd pour thousands of dollars worth of time, technology into people simply because my heart was and still is for the hurting. Because after all, we all know what it's like to hurt and be down on our luck. And here's what shocked me. Almost without exception, those people that I discounted and gave to so abundantly without ever charging, every one of them, without exception, quit. They quit before they ever found success. Not because they weren't capable, not because they lacked intelligence, not because they lacked opportunity. They quit because nothing had required anything of them. And ironically, the people I tried the hardest to help were often the ones least transformed by the help. Now that was painful, not because I lost money, but because I genuinely wanted to help them win, and I failed in doing so. Here's the story that changed my thinking on this completely. Several years ago, I shared a story in episode 521 of this podcast. You can go back and listen to it. If you've not listened to it, I encourage you to, because it's one of those tear-jerking, inspirational, motivational shows. I was talking with a woman who was literally living on the streets. My heart absolutely broke for her. Everything inside me wanted to give her my coaching, my software, my technology, and everything I had for free. I remember standing there wrestling with this. And I had what I can only describe as a very clear impression from the Holy Spirit. It wasn't audible, but it was unmistakable. The impression simply said this: if you truly want to help her, it has to cost her. I'll be honest, I argued with that thought, thinking this cannot be from God. Lord, she's homeless. She can't afford this. Surely this is an exception to this rule that I've learned from you that things have to cost. But the impression never changed. It has to cost her. So I charged her, not because I wanted her money, but because I wanted her transformation. And something remarkable happened. She committed. She showed up. She did the work. She became one of the greatest testimonies we've ever had about what we do here at TW3. Same coaching, same software, same technology, different investment, different outcome. That moment changed how I understand human nature. Now, why does this happen? The obvious question is why? Why does paying even matter? Shouldn't free make success easier? Actually, behavioral psychology says almost the exact opposite. Call it the IKEA effect. Researchers at Harvard, Yale, and Duke discovered something fascinating. People consistently place greater value on things they helped build or invested effort into. They call it the IKEA effect. People literally value furniture they assemble themselves more than identical furniture already assembled. Not because it's better, quite frankly, I find it's the opposite, but because effort creates ownership. When you've invested yourself, your brain tells you, hey, this is a value. See, loss aversion, behavioral economist and Nobel Prize winner Daniel Kahneman demonstrated something equally fascinating called loss aversion. Human beings are significantly more motivated to avoid losing something than that they've invested than they are to even gain something new. Think about that. If you're a coach out there, if you're a trainer, if you're in the TW3 business, and maybe you've wrestled with the same idea that I have, think hear about this whole thing that Daniel Kahneman has shown in his research about loss aversion. More people are motivated by the idea, I don't want to lose something, than they are about wanting to gain something. See, what I was trying to do was give, invest in them, because hoping that they would be motivated by what there is to gain by doing this activity with the tools and the training that I gave them. But I was working right against the psychological makeup of most human beings. Economists call this loss aversion. Once you've invested money, time, energy, you become psychologically committed to making that investment worthwhile. That's why people finish expensive college degrees that they don't even enjoy. That's why someone who buys a gym membership is statistically more likely to continue exercising than someone who simply says, I'm going to start working out someday. See, investment changes everything. Psychologist Robert Cialdini spent decades studying persuasion. One of his major findings is that what he calls the principle of commitment and consistency. Once people publicly or financially commit, they naturally want their future behavior to match that commitment. In other words, people become the kind of person who follows through. Not because someone forces them, because their own identity begins changing. God built this principle into creation. Here's what's amazing. Psychology discovered it, business observed it, but scripture has taught it for thousands of years. Jesus repeatedly connected discipleship with cost. Look at Luke 4:14-28. It says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower, won't you first sit down and estimate the cost? See, notice Jesus didn't say that there wouldn't be cost. He assumed that there would be. He said, count it, prepare for it, and then pay it, because worthwhile things will always require sacrifice. Paul wrote about this in Romans 12:1, that we are to present ourselves as a living sacrifice. Notice that wording, living sacrifice. Growth always costs something. And see, then there's David in the Old Testament. One of my favorite verses. When he wanted to offer a sacrifice to God, the landowner offered to give him everything free. David refused. In 2 Samuel 24:24, he said, I will not offer to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing. Now think about that. David understood something. If it costs nothing, it often means nothing. See, even God didn't remove the cost. Here's something that has become deeply meaningful to me, and we all know it. John 3:16, for God so loved the world. Most of us stop there, but keep reading. He gave. Love cost him something. Our redemption wasn't free. It was free to us. It wasn't free to him. Grace is free to receive, but it was unimaginably expensive to provide. If the Creator himself chose sacrifice as the pathway to redemption, why do we expect significance to come without sacrifice? So coaches, consultants, pastors, service providers out there, can I encourage you for just a minute? Stop apologizing for charging. Now hear me carefully. I'm not talking about greed. I'm not talking about taking advantage of people. I'm talking about valuing your gift, because here's what I've learned. Charging isn't always about protecting your business. Sometimes it's protecting your client. When someone invests, they schedule the appointment. They open the course. They complete the homework. They ask the right questions. They stay longer. They push through the frustrations, not because you're forcing them, because they've become invested. Sometimes the fee isn't the obstacle. It's the accountability. And accountability is often the greatest gift you can give someone. And accountability is often the greatest gift you can give someone. And to the person listening to me right now that you're chasing a dream, maybe you're a prospective client that's been looking at TW3 or something like that. Maybe you're listening today and you've got a dream. Maybe it's a business. Maybe it's a ministry. Maybe it's a getting healthy. Maybe it's writing the book, launching the podcast, learning the skills, starting over. Can I tell you something? Prepare yourself to invest. Save the money, buy the course, hire the coach, purchase the equipment, read the books, and show up. Because every investment becomes another declaration to yourself that says, I'm serious about this. And once you become serious, your behavior begins catching up. There is a discipline in preparation. Sometimes people ask me, what if I don't have the money today? That's okay. Then begin preparing. Because even saving changes you. Saving requires delayed gratification. Psychologists have long shown that delayed gratification predicts future achievements across education, finances, and career outcomes. The famous Stanford University research, the ability to delay immediate reward is associated with better long-term outcomes when supported by stable environments and self-regulation. Preparing develops discipline before the opportunity arrives. Maybe the miracle isn't getting the money. Maybe it's becoming the kind of person who prepares before the opportunity appears. I love the Les Brown saying, it's better to be prepared for an opportunity and not have one than to have an opportunity and not be prepared. Success has an admission price. People often ask, what's the secret? Well, honestly, I don't think it's very secret. Everything worthwhile is going to cost something. Marriage will cost you. Parenting will cost you. Leadership is going to cost you. Business is going to cost you. Ministry costs. Friendship costs. Fitness costs. Freedom costs. Following Jesus will cost you. The question isn't whether there will be a sacrifice. The question is, which sacrifices are you willing to make? Because one way or another, you're going to pay. You'll either pay now in discipline or later in regret. So as I wrap up today's podcast, I want you to think about one question. What dream have you been wanting God to bless that you've been unwilling to invest in? Maybe today is the day. Maybe today isn't about wishing anymore, but today is about deciding. Success isn't usually reserved for the smartest or the richest, the most talented. Now, more often than not, it's reserved for those willing to pay a price others aren't willing to pay. And here's the beautiful part. The price isn't punishment, it's preparation. Because God isn't simply trying to give you success. He's shaping you in someone who can sustain success. Hey, thanks so much for listening. I know it might have sounded a little preachy, but in this episode, I just want to encourage you, and I want you to do me a favor. Share this podcast right now with someone who's building something meaningful. And if you're looking for a community that will challenge you, equip you, and hold you accountable, not just hand you more information, I would love to invite you to learn more about being an elite member here at TW3. Remember, you are made by, from, and for the purposes of greatness. And the only way to go to the next level is to grow to the next level. And if we can be a part of that journey and a stepping stone to take you to the next level that God has called you to, well, it would be a life's dream of ours to be part of your journey. Reach out today. You can call me 864-507-9696. You can also text that number as well, 864-507-9696. We have clients all over the country and all over the world, from Australia to Ireland to, we lost a good friend of ours out in Okinawa, Japan. Used to have a great client and representative, TW representative out there in Okinawa, Japan. But we're worldwide, been here for nearly 20 years, just celebrated our 18th birthday. And we are motivated by one thing. It's not money. It's not glamour. It's not fame. We're motivated by meaning. And the meaning is this, that I picked up a long time ago. It doesn't matter what side of the tracks you're born on. Doesn't matter about anything, but if you have a dream, if you have an ambition, if you have an inkling that you know deep down inside, there's more than what you're experiencing right now, then I believe my God says he will always give a way of escape. He'll always give you a way of improving yourself. That's the whole, you know, rescue mission he went on 2,000 years ago. Because before the foundations of the world, he knew you, wanted you, and is drawing you to himself. And so he made a way spiritually 2,000 years ago. And that same dynamic and that same spiritual law is still at work today. And it permeates not only your spiritual life, but your business life, your personal life, and everything you touch. There is grace for you right now in front of you to go to where he's called you to go. It's just a matter of obedience. Do you want to take the next step of faith? And faith is what? The substance things hoped for, the evidence things not seen. You don't understand it. You don't even understand how it's going to work out. But if you understand this is where I'm supposed to be, and right here is a step toward that, then I would encourage you, take that step. And then let him show you the next step. Because we make plans, but he orders steps. And most of the time, knowing my God the way I know him, he gives you one step at a time. He don't give you step 3 when you're on step 1. He don't give you step 12 when you're on step 5. He gives you the next step. And that's what it truly is, to walk by faith, not by sight. So as we're obedient toward that inkling, that unction, that pulling toward what we know through scripture and knowing through our prayer life what we're supposed to be doing, I'm telling you, I have built an entire business, an entire life around letting God show me my next step. I don't know what tomorrow holds on anything. I don't know what AI is going to bring. I mean, my business is technology, and I don't know where technology can go. I am amazed at the level and places technology has come heretofore. But it doesn't matter if I don't know what tomorrow holds, as long as I know who holds tomorrow.
So we hope you've got a lot out of the content today. Please take a few minutes to give us a 5-star positive review at terrywilson3.com/review. This helps us promote our content and continue to reach more and more people. Again, thanks for being part of the TW3 community here at terrywilson3.com. Please like and share our content, and we will see you soon.
Welcome, fellow leaders, entrepreneurs, and visionaries. Today, I invite you to step into a world where greatness is not just a goal, but a collective reality. Introducing the Elite Mastermind Group by TW3, a sanctuary for those seeking not just success, but exponential growth. It's more than a group. It's a synergy of minds, a convergence of aspirations, and a breeding ground for extraordinary accomplishments. You'll learn not only from experts, but from the stories of those beside you, fellow trailblazers who weathered storms and conquered obstacles, enriching your own journey. Imagine being surrounded by a league of highly motivated business owners and entrepreneurs, each driven by the same passion for success, propelling each other towards greatness. Embrace the power of networking, the art of learning, and the joy of sharing your value. It's not just about what you gain, but what you contribute. Dare to be exceptional. Dare to be part of the elite. Don't just dream of success. Surround yourself with those who are already living it. Join the Elite Mastermind Group by TW3. Elevate your success. Elevate your life.
Unlock the power within you. Discover the untapped potential waiting to be unleashed. You Are Worth More isn't just a book. It's a transformative guide to understanding your unique value in today's ever-evolving marketplace. Visit youareworthmorebook.com and claim your free copy. Within these pages, you'll unravel the secrets to identify your distinct strengths, refine your skills, and ignite the passion to pursue your true worth. Life isn't just about survival, it's about thriving. This book is your roadmap to not only surviving, but excelling in a world that demands your best. About recognizing your potential, developing your talents, and finding the inspiration to chase after what truly matters to you. Let You Are Worth More be your companion on this journey. It's not just a book, it's a catalyst for change. Empower yourself, elevate your skills, and embrace the opportunities that await. Visit youareworthmorebook.com today and embark on the path to realizing your full potential. Your worth is far more than you might imagine. Claim your free copy now and begin your transformation.